Yeah, just give me some of that hot, steamy, you know, popcorn chicken action. So normally we have the guest start us off, so take it away.
Go ahead. Too true, guest indeed.
that's very quaint of you to say.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say, I especially enjoyed the part with the extra emphasis on the syllable.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you, guest. But you didn't introduce the show.
Oh, that Lars does have a point. So let's go ahead and start over.
Wow, dude, that's a little racist.
Ooh, hard R.
But okay. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's also kind of like kind of cringe in 2019. Let's just start the show ourselves.
All right. My name's Joe. I'm going to be your co-host today. And with me, as always, I have Larzina.
Nope.
Thanks for joining us, Lars, and our special guest tonight. Now, for those of the audience who are not familiar, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Oh my God, that's fascinating. You're a professional fisherman from Ireland. Wow.
When did you move to America?
You didn't? Oh, okay. I see.
Oh, I thought you were. I'm so sorry. What time is it for you?
That's a made up number, dude. That time zone doesn't even exist.
You come on our podcast, you give us a made up number. Lick my balls.
He just says the pants time zone. I don't think that's real.
No, of course not. You know what? I'm thinking we should just kick him from this.
No. Let's give him a chance. Okay.
He's this is the worst guest we've ever had.
What? Yeah, don't just say that to him.
I muted him.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's get back to it then.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I didn't have him deafened.
Oh, shit. Oh, he was like, wait, hey, sorry about that. Sorry about that, guest. No. I didn't mean that.
Oh, no.
Well, okay, so when you got started on YouTube a couple of years ago, you were saying how you really wanted to do stuff on mermaids, which I guess makes sense since you're a fisherman. But you say you've moved now to like hard alt-right stuff, which is kind of fucked up, but
I don't appreciate that.
Can you explain why you've gotten into that?
And please answer all questions as if your life depended on it.
Yes, please. Oh, well, I guess if you watch enough PewDiePie, that does happen. That's understandable. Never mind. Right,
that's understandable. It explains the behavior, but it does not forgive it, I'm afraid to say. And this is really strike two out of a three-strike situation. One more, I am afraid to say you're donezo, bucko.
I don't know. I'm enjoying this. Let's keep them going for a while.
I'm not vibing with this guest.
Well, it's not a vibe. It's more of like just I'm fascinated by this commercial fisherman who has like really radical views. Is Ireland a radical place?
It's like radical in the sense like, dude, that's radical.
Oh, so outdated like, 80s slang radical?
You know, by the way, sorry to interrupt. I was on a run last night and I ran past an 80s bar and I look and it used to be like this. It didn't really have much of a theme before, but so I'm curious what they did to redecorate it to make it an 80s bar. And I noticed that inside, it's all just neon shapes and neon colors. And on the wall, there's a giant mural that just says 80s bar. And I'm pretty sure in the 80s, the bars didn't say 80s bar inside in giant print on the walls, you know? Like.
Okay, guest, I know that that's a really boring story, but you don't have to shout about it. Like, let Joe tell his stories.
I'm in the middle of a stupid story.
They're really lame, but you just got to let them happen.
Just let me have this.
He has so few moments.
So anyway.
Continue. Go ahead.
That's it.
That's the end of the story. Guess, can we go to a separate channel for a second? All right.
I'll talk to the audience for a while. Hey guys,
yes, so I don't think this guy is working out.
I'd like to do some breathing exercises. Everybody breathe in.
He's kind of cringe.
Breathe in.
No, he doesn't share your hard alt-right beliefs.
Hold your breath.
Yeah, I know. I know what he said about that, dude.
And exhale.
Like, he doesn't even like pickles.
Breathe out all the way.
And he's like, he's not even 5'2". Yeah. All of your criticisms are valid, but just like,
and hold.
Let's just try. All right, let's go back.
Hold.
Let's go back.
Keep holding your
okay.
breath.
Hey,
hold
Joe, how's it going?
Suffocate. Hold until
how's
you
it going,
suffocate.
Joe?
Suffocate. Hey.
What the fuck?
Hey, how's it going?
Jesus. All right. Well, I talked to the guest, and I think we're going to continue.
I wasn't having everyone hold their breath.
Okay.
Until
well, you
suffocate.
Realize that the audience doesn't necessarily have to, like, obey when you say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so guess, can you weigh in on this a little bit? Because it's, this really weird thing happened earlier, a couple days ago this week, where Joe was talking to the, I'm browsing Facebook at one point this week, and I see Joe has, like, sent, like, not a message, but, like, a public comment to Pocky USA, like, the company, saying, how do you pronounce Pocky? And then eventually, like, a couple days later, they respond saying, well, good news, Joe. It's actually pronounced like Rocky, except with a P. And then he's like arguing with them. He's like, yeah, but I heard on TikTok that it was pronounced Pokey.
No. So Lars posts this to and then he makes an official announcement.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, guys, I think Joe's lost it. He's arguing with the official Pocky company. And I'm like, no, I wasn't arguing. So here's the backstory. I was on TikTok and I posted one of my videos, and in the video I pretend to take Pocky out of a stroller at Disneyland and eat it. And I planted the Pocky in a random stroller and grabbed it. So it was my Pocky that I planted in some stroller to make a video.
Yeah, didn't you take a bunch of shit for that, by the way?
A bunch of people. Yeah, so to digress really quick, a bunch of people were like, did you really just steal a baby's Pocky? Like, I can't believe you did that. Like, I was getting hate for this, but it went super viral and I got like 60,000 something likes on it. It was viewed by like hundreds of thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
So mission accomplished, but among the comments, people are like, you pronounced it wrong. It's Pokey. And I was like, it's literally not. It's Pocky. And they were like, I'm Japanese and it's Pokey. So I do both. I send a message privately to the company and I also post on Facebook. And they sent me the same message in both places, mm-hmm. that it's Rocky with a P. So then I decide, okay.
Wait. Back up for a second, though. I feel like it really speaks maybe to the age of the TikTok users that they would think that that was legitimate, that you were genuinely stealing candy from a kid.
Well, I feel like 1 out of 1,000 people probably thought that I was, but it was viewed by like hundreds of thousands of people. So a handful of them commented on this.
Oh, okay.
I think 99.5% of the people knew it was a joke.
Okay.
And I also,
but just like privately, by the way, you were actually stealing candy from a baby, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of
course. Okay. Our guest is here. Shit, I forgot. Shit. No, he wasn't taking candy from a baby. He wasn't.
No, but no. Also, as part of this, it was a video on where to get free food at Disneyland. And maybe you should put in the clip of the audio from this video just because it makes sense even without the video. Part of it is me going,
if you look on the ground, there's powdered sugar everywhere. So if you're looking to save money on budget sugar, that's a great way to do so.
Look, guys, this is what I'm talking about. This is a gold mine. There's powdered sugar all over the ground. You'll never pay for sugar again.
So then people are like, did you really eat sugar off the ground? And I'm like, yeah, it was good. Some of them are so dumb.
Well, some of them are probably pretty young, too. So it's like they're a little bit more gullible.
And people honestly were genuinely telling me that it was people's ashes on the ground. that people, they were serious. They're like,
oh yeah, the ashes that are commonly spread at Disneyland.
Just on the floor. Yeah. People so very, very frequently, people are spreading their ashes.
I'm pretty sure no one has ever done that.
So then I would say, no, they have. I'm sure they have, but
just randomly at Disneyland on the floor. That's so disrespectful.
People request for their ashes to be spread at Disneyland all the time, I think. But,
that's gross.
So
like the sticky floor or like somewhere respectful?
Somewhere respectful. I'm sure it's like Pirates of the Caribbean or like.
Oh, they spread it on Johnny Depp on his asshole. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, on his butthole. So I would. I just commented, oh, it still tastes great, though, just so that these kids like are forced to conceive of me eating dead people.
Did you just say kids are forced to conceive
of me eating, like they're forced to, you know, have this perception in their mind's eye of me actually eating dead people. Like there's this guy that not only he's taking Pocky from a stroller, he's eating literal dead people off the ground. And at first they give me the benefit of the doubt, like, oh, maybe he just thought it was sugar. But then they tell me this is dead people. And I'm still like, oh, it was still so good, though.
Yeah, but you got to be a special kind of stupid to believe that.
Right. Well, kids are gullible, you know, and they don't really have critical thinking.
That's true.
Ken from the chat says, honestly, dead people taste pretty good.
Yeah, if people wanted to tune in and say weird shit like that, how would they do that, Joe?
Oh, you got me right as I took a sip of my bubbly.
Your bubbly?
Bubbly. It's a drink. It's carbonated water. This is grapefruit flavored.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
I promise we're not sponsored by Bubbly.
What is it's all right. Bubbly? Is there a product called Bubbly?
Yeah, I think it's from Target. I think Pepsi owns them.
Okay, you don't need to put the link to the Discord in the Discord chat, guys.
Discord.t1podcast.com. You can leave that out. Yeah, Ken from the chat, post the link in Discord. They're already there.
Yeah, this is the least useful place to put it.
Put it literally anywhere else on the internet. Post it on Facebook, post it on Twitter, post it on Instagram, you know, post it on your...
I need a shower.
Visco Hangouts. Post it on a flyer on your school campus.
Yeah, I could really use a shower.
Posted in the Discord. It's already...
The chat is asking if we're live. Yeah, this is live.
Yeah, you're listening. This is not pre-recorded.
Did you think you were listening to our recorded taped voices? Or what did you... Like, we've been responding to you guys in
where
the chat.
At? Where at? Right here. Right here, now.
You're successfully in the call. If you can hear this.
You're listening in. We're live right here and now. Someone in the chat says, are you all... He says, are you all live? Maybe he meant to say, are you alive?
The channel they're asking is recording in our Discord server.
What? That's channel? The channel. You're in the channel. You're in the right place.
Yes, you have succeeded in live listening to the show.
You're tuning in right now. Like, we're talking to somebody in the chat who says, are you all live? Yes, you're tuning in. Yes, this is not pre-recording. They're like, where at? You found it. What channel? The channel you're in right now. You're listening to it.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Got a hoot out of that.
Jeez, Louise. That's so far. Are you joking? Is this all a joke?
I can't tell.
Or are you like asking something that's different than what we think you're asking?
I think we're getting trolled.
What channel though? But where do I type? You're already typing. I didn't say that, but like what? But where do I type? Like, Lars, you're having a giggle fit.
Oh dear, dearie. Okay,
I'm excited for the next guest that we're gonna have on.
Who's that?
Let's game it out, Josh.
Don't wax on about another guest while we have a guest on the show.
Well, he hasn't talked for 20 minutes. Are we still?
No, he's been shouting and screaming at you, but you keep ignoring him.
Oh, I have him muted. I had him muted. I'm sorry. Oh, there. Now I can hear him.
Oh, now I can really hear what he has to say. Holy shit.
Oh, has he been talking like that the whole time?
Yeah. No. Like, I'm in pain right now from laughing so hard.
Wouldn't it be funny if we accidentally lose his audio or something? Can you imagine?
Yeah, that would suck.
Anyway.
So how do you feel about Brexit, guest? No, not breakfast. Brexit.
Breakfast. This guy's an idiot.
Wow, those are some...
I can't believe you just said that.
I don't think we can air that.
Oh my God.
Legally speaking, I think we have to cut that. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I think that was strike three, to be honest.
Yeah, let's cut the guest. Let's just do away with it.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. Let's go into private channel. Let's escort him out. One second.
Right. We'll be back, guys, in one moment. This is pretty funny.
Yeah, I like this little gag.
We should have a conversation here right now that they can't hear, that they're not going to hear until after when the recording happens.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy.
No,
anyway.
To be honest, I love our fans. They're very sweet, and I love them so much.
Yeah, me too. All right, I'm going to go back.
All right. Hey, guys.
So that's what I think of our fucking fans.
Yeah, that's what I think of them.
Yeah, they'll hear about that later.
I'm glad that we decided to kick this guest. I feel like we shouldn't even mention his name because I don't want to give him any undue credit.
Why don't I just cut his audio entirely? Like we'll just cut it out so you can't even hear what he's saying.
Are you suggesting that we just don't have any audio? Like, it's just going to sound like we're talking to ourselves. Or like I guess it's going to sound like we're talking to him, but he's not saying anything.
Also, instead of calling him by his name, I'll dub over in the audio that we just say guest.
Are you going to be able to pull that off successfully?
Yeah, I think I am.
But his name is Dave. Guest. Use that as part of the gag.
Yeah, I'll bleep that, yeah. Okay.
All right. Now take the guest part and put it over Dave.
Yeah.
Or just don't edit any of that.
Don't edit any of this at all. Okay.
Oh, man. All
right.
That's funny.
So that was guest. I apologize for that.
I think... moderator Ken wanted to come on to talk about the Amazon.
Nope.
I think he did.
I don't care. This is our podcast.
Freshen things up a little bit.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. Joe, why would someone want to go to that link?
Amazon.t1podcast.com is the affiliate link for Amazon when you want to support your show of choice, which is t1podcast.com. That's our URL. And the name, of course, is the first podcast. Amazon.com. They have everything that you need. They have everything that you could ever want. Yay! Yay, Amazon!
Go to amazon.t1podcast.com. You'll find all the relevant links there. As long as you purchase something within 24 hours,
yay!
It should be good to go.
I love
it helps
Amazon.
Support the show. You don't have to spend any more money. It's just a really good way to help with the show. Thank you.
For instance, if you're going to buy socks, just go to amazon.t1podcast.com.
Oh, I don't think it counts for socks.
It depends on the product.
Yes.
But always use it because it can't hurt.
Yep. All right. No, for real. Like, it does help the show if you shop on amazon.t1podcast.com.
Really, really. Yeah, let's say you spend an average of $100,000 a year on Amazon.
Yeah. And you were. And you were going to.
And you were. Bookmark it today. Hey, Lars, so I discovered my family lineage. It goes back to my great 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 grandfather Mordecai.
No, it goes way back further than that.
No, that's as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna try to figure out like how far back it goes from there. They're originally from Polish. From Poland.
Well, it goes all the way back to day one. Like it's
day one when God created the heavens and the earth.
No, when like the first Homo sapiens arrived. Not arrived, but like...
Arrived from the spaceship?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the stoned ape theory? This is actually really... I think we could talk about this a little. Have you heard of the stoned ape theory?
No, is this real?
Yeah, this is the theory. Has anyone in the chat heard of the stoned ape theory?
This is the theory of how human consciousness developed. Basically, the theory goes is that magic mushrooms are responsible for the development of human consciousness. According to the researcher who's primarily responsible for creating this theory, ancient humans from, 30, 40, 50,000 years, 100,000 years, whenever it was, a long time ago, they would have naturally eaten like berries and bugs, maybe even stuff that was found under cow patties. Because when the Sahara Desert dried up and the trees went away and they were forced to live on, in the desert and the vegetation was rare, they would look under the cow patties. These cows would have had magic mushrooms because they were in that area. And, so in the cow patties, there would have been trace amounts of magic mushrooms. They say, according to this researcher, that when you eat magic mushrooms in small amounts, even very, very trace amounts, your eyesight gets better.
We already kicked you off the episode, guest.
So, basically...
Ken, can you ban the guest, please?
Basically, this is the first guest that we've ever actually kicked off an episode.
All the guests have been good until today.
Anyway,
What happened?
let me just summarize. basically, the humans that ate the magic mushrooms were selected for by having better eye vision, and the ones that did not were selected against. So then humans that had magic mushrooms as part of their diet became selected for. And in small doses, it helps your eyesight. But in big doses, it makes you question the universe.
God, I need a shower.
Makes you question the universe, you know, like, what is life? What is reality? Who am I? And so that's where the human consciousness came from. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
No more.
What is love? What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
I need to watch that movie again.
Don't hurt me. No more.
Why do I know the name of the song, but what's the movie? The What is Love movie?
What is love?
It's not Swingers. It's
Swingies.
Someone in the chat knows what it is, I guarantee.
Bing Bang.
It's the one with Will Ferrell and the other guy that they do the
ting,
head bob.
Ting ting.
It's on like the tip of my tongue. I don't want to like go Google it though.
Tip top.
A Night at the Roxbury. That's it. Have you seen that, Joe?
Tip top.
Joe.
Pip up. No, I haven't.
Let's get together and watch it sometime. It's a great movie.
Are you asking me out?
No, I'm saying, do you want to watch a movie together sometime?
Like a date?
No, not a date, you weirdo.
I would like to say that I took one for the team tonight and canceled a date that I was going to do. Lars texts me today and he says, hey, we have to do a guest episode tonight at 9. And I just said, okay, even though I had a date scheduled tonight. And then I texted her and said, hey, something came up, bitch. I didn't say it like that. I was nice.
Wait, you just called her a bitch?
No, I didn't. Here, let me read exactly what I said.
Tej in the chat has posted an eldritch abomination in which he has added my eyes to hairless Doug Walker's face. That's something I'll never forget the sight of. Thanks for that.
All right. So I said, hey, so I won't be able to make it tonight. I have to record an emergency episode of my talk show because of some footage issue. Sorry about that. I wanted to let you know as soon as I found out. And then, you know,
is any of this true at all?
What? Yeah, no, this is exactly what I said.
Oh, you actually said you had to do an emergency episode?
Yes. Oh. And then she said, okay, no problem.
That's kind of like not the worst way to get out of a show, like, or out of a date. You're just like, yeah, I got to do my talk show that I have, that my cool talk show that lots of people listen to.
Moderator Ken is asking me to talk about Visco Girls. I'm not sure why, but what, like just to describe a Visco Girl? Why? A Visco Girl is somebody who laughs like this, like, and when they mess up, they say, and I oop, and I oop. All right, so I guess this is going to be the part of the show where I educate you about Visco Girls. They wear oversized t-shirts, like a double XL, and shorts, so it looks like they're not wearing pants. They have scrunchies. They have a hydro flask. They drink out of a metal straw to save the turtles. They're all about saving the turtles.
What? These girls are hot. Are you kidding me? I'm just Googling this right now. These are attractive women who have a kind of a cool style.
They are. You know, they're just normal girls.
No, there's definitely a style to it.
It's just cool to make fun of them because they're part of a counterculture.
Really? It just seems like they're kind of basic white girls in the current 2019 era, which I love basic white girls. Like, I'm a fan of that look.
Tej, what did you do to me in that picture? Did you just make my eyebrows thicker and add, like, more mustache hair?
No, he merged my eyes with your face.
It looks way more masculine.
Yeah, because he used me in it, Joe.
And I oop, and I oop, and I oop.
To explain, one of our server members and our agent is making some horrifying like abortions of pictures right now in the recording chat.
I guess patrons can have the option to post pics in recording chat. We should give patrons that option.
Yeah.
Can I open it? Can I open?
Wait, so what's the joke with these people? Is it like, haha, they're popular, therefore they suck? Or what's the...
It's making fun of them because they're, I think, kind of basic.
What's wrong with that?
What, making fun of them because they're basic?
No. What's wrong with being basic?
Well, nothing if you're basic. But if you're not basic, you probably don't want to be perceived as basic.
Why?
Maybe you do. I mean, it's an interesting topic. Like smart people who will sometimes find themselves in an advantageous position by pretending to be stupid because it makes them more relatable.
So when I was a kid, I was in like all the gifted programs, all that bullshit, you know, and I feel like it's detrimental to be like that in some ways. And I've actually strived to be a little bit more of a like a normal slash basic dude in my adult life. Like, I don't want to be one of those like
to blend in.
No, not even fitting in or blending in, just like being a little less like wanky and obscure. And I don't know.
Well, I used to be more nerdy than I am now. I was same. Really into, you know, the theory of abiogenesis at one point, which was the theory of how life evolved.
It's not nerdy to just acknowledge that there are theories on the earth.
No, but I would go to work and be like, hey, guys, have you heard of this theory? Let me tell you all about it.
Oh, God.
It was 5 years ago, you know, 6 years ago. Or I would try to, you know, talk to, I was so interested in it, not, you know, and I was just very, very interested in it. And, you know, it makes you not relatable because other people are probably not interested in this niche theory.
Yeah.
So to just, you know, talk about things that other people are interested
in. Well, abiogenesis is hardly niche, but I get what you mean. Yeah.
Most people don't know about it or know enough to talk about it.
Yeah.
Plus, just talking about some theory, just make small talk. And
well, it's, in the scientific community, a theory is like, I get what you're saying, but also like theories in the scientific community are not not hunches. They're established ideas for how the world works.
Abiogenesis is a very interesting theory, though. It basically goes that amino acids naturally form based on, I don't know, lightning striking a pond and stuff. It breaks apart, like, I don't know, elements. When you've got amino acids, they will eventually form into proteins when in a closed area, such as when you have lipids. Lipids are these molecules, I think they're made out of fat or it's made out of something it forms in a loop that will actually allow the amino acids to be trapped in there, and it's porous in such a way that the amino acids can get in but not out. So amino acids will keep getting in and in and in, and the lipid will eventually break in two, thus splitting apart. And certain amino acids will be more likely to split apart than others while maintaining the lipid structure, I think. So the theory goes that life started because amino acids would split apart. Some amino acids, you know, inside lipids, some better than others. So you would have these, basically natural selection taking place. You'd have natural selection taking place, essentially, on these lipids.
Joe, in English, please. Studio audience laugh. Is it really fun? Don't you love it when there's like a TV show and then someone explains, they're like, oh, you have to use your solid state drive, and they're like, in English, please. Cause it's like, it, like, if you're not an idiot, like, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to edit this out cause no one's going to, it's not going to make sense, but that was really funny.
You should just leave it in for the few people who are going to get it.
Yeah,
but let's not explain it.
Guys, if you want to tune into these live and actually see the memes in the chat, go to discord.t1podcast.com. That was really funny. Okay.
Thanks, Ken.
All right. So, Joe, I actually wanted to bring back a certain company that we've been rotating out as a sponsor here and there, but is one that I'd like to talk about. So I got a text message from Mint Mobile the other day, and it said,
oh, Mint Mobile.
Yeah. Your subscription is expiring. You got to renew. So I went online and I looked up my different options, and it turns out that I'm paying $300 for my phone.
$300, not a month. That would be
no
way too high.
$300 a year.
What?
Yeah, $25 a month for cell phone service.
That's crazy. You probably get like 1 gigabyte a month.
I get 12.
What? 12 for $25?
Yeah, I also get unlimited talk and text.
Unlimited. You probably just on nights and weekends.
No, all the time, baby.
All the time. Why'd you call me baby?
I didn't call you baby.
It's an expression. All the time, baby.
No, all the time, baby. Like the
first
the
you
baby
ask me out, and then you call me
time.
Baby.
Joe, this is an ad read. We got to sell the product.
All right.
People pay an average of about $70 a month for their cell phone service. But what if you could only pay $15 a month, starting at?
That would allow me to spend even more money on chicken wings.
All right, yeah, I guess that is extra money to do with what you please.
Chicken wings.
Mint Mobile starts at $15 a month and maxes out at about $38. You get ridiculously cheap service.
Ridiculously cheap. Mintmobile.com. No, wait, it's mint.t1podcast.com.
It's perfect if you have good T-Mobile service in your area. But even if you don't, go ahead and check them out. Because they might have a plan that works for you.
Wait, why did you bring up that thing about T-Mobile service?
because Mint Mobile piggybacks off of T-Mobile to provide your service at a low cost.
They piggyback off T-Mobile, so if you...
All right, he's muted. Okay, so here's a couple questions I get. Number one, but it's not unlimited. That's not a question. But the truth is that your data usage probably is limited. So go ahead and check them out anyway. They may have a plan for you. Number two, can I keep my phone number? Yes, you can. Or you can change it. This might be a good opportunity to get a new number, because then the spam guys don't have it. Number three, can I take my phone with me? Yes, you can. Mint.t1podcast.com.
Shut the fuck up, Ken. Xfinity Mobile is good too. They piggyback off of Verizon.
Oh yeah, guys, can you not?
Can you not? God damn it, Ken. You motherfucker.
Please don't advertise other show or other services.
Right in the middle of an ad read, nonetheless. In the ad read. You motherfucker. Yeah.
All right. Mint.t1podcast.com. Tell them we sent you for ridiculously affordable cell phone service. Seriously, if you pay for your cell phone bill, you might as well check them out.
And by the way, just to address the unlimited data thing, you get 12 gigs of unlimited data. And then after that, I think you get like slightly slower data, but it's still unlimited. It's not like you get charged for data.
Oh, yeah. The data is unlimited. It's just unlimited that the first data. 12 gigabytes are priority data.
And if you're using more than 12 gigabytes a month, then just connect to you're forgetting to connect to the Wi-Fi when you have it available.
Yeah. Also, you can pay a couple more bucks to get a few more gigabytes if you run out.
Anyway, let's talk about Dating Simulator.
Oh, yeah, KFC has a dating simulator out. Yeah.
It's out. It's out now. I was playing it for a little bit, but I didn't get very far. It's just dialogue so far. But
yeah, I haven't played it yet. I started to, but it crashed on me. So what do you think of it?
I'm not impressed so far.
Okay. Can you say why?
It's just reading. It's too much reading. I just like to jump right in. Like, it's so much backstory.
You want to fuck the kernel right away is what you're saying?
Yeah, just give me some of that hot, steamy, popcorn chicken action.
Okay. I'm sure there's cheat codes for it. Because isn't it written in RenPy?
RenPy.
You could go into the console and just hack your way to the finish.
I'm playing right now as we speak.
Wait, are there naughty parts?
I don't know.
Like, is there actual hardcore nudity in the KFC game?
I hope so. All right, let's move on.
Part of me like hopes that there is, but part of me hopes for the sake of humanity that there isn't.
It's kind of funny. His family must be so fucking pissed off because they own the rights to his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a dating simulator. Like, imagine his ghost turning in the grave. And his living relatives, just what they must be going through.
I heard that, not that he hates it now, but he hated KFC when he was older.
I heard that too.
Like, apparently he thought that like the gravy was terrible and the mashed potatoes were shit. And he just really didn't like their product anymore. Like, apparently they changed it to be like more economical, but also worse.
Yeah, I also heard that. And the thing is, that's what happens, you know, with McDonald's as well. That was one of the reasons McDonald's didn't want to expand, because they were afraid the quality was going to go down. And then it did. Basically, some of the McDonald's, they were selling burritos, according to the movie Founder, which is where I get all my information about McDonald's from that movie. I want to see that movie again.
All right.
We should interview one of the living relatives of the Colonel. Lars?
Yeah. I heard you. I don't know what to do with that. Probably not, bro. Like, I don't know. We did have some pretty interesting ideas though for who to interview next.
Oh yeah.
Randomly, I was like sitting in traffic, and I thought to myself, we should get Tom from MySpace on the show.
Tom from MySpace.
Yeah, I think that would be an episode for the century. What's the term for that? The episode of a century.
Episode of the century.
Yeah, I think that would be really fun.
That would be the episode of the century. The episode for the ages.
The problem is, I feel like some people these days wouldn't know who Tom is.
No. Just to get a head count, everyone in the chat, are you familiar with what a top eight is? Just without any other context, what a top eight is?
They're all saying no.
No, they don't know what a top eight is. MySpace was popular when these, I think when these people were born.
MySpace is like weird Facebook. It was like a proto Facebook where you could just have like raw HTML on your profile and really like fuck things up. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You could embed video games into your profile if you want. But originally, you could have a top eight, like your eight best friends.
Yeah, on MySpace, you could rank your friends. In retrospect, it was kind of fucked up. Like, you could just like play social manipulation with it. Be like, oh, well, today you're going to be number one, but like you talk shit on me, so I'm going to move you to like six.
Yeah, and then they made it so that you can have anywhere from like a top one to a top 16.
Yeah.
And when Facebook rolled around, people were sort of, and you could also only upload a certain number of pictures. Remember, yeah. You could also only have like 8 or 16 pictures.
Yeah, but I remember if you made friends with this account for like a movie called like Fuckity Bye or whatever, like it would increase your amount of pictures available to like 4 more. Do you remember that?
No, I never knew about that.
Yeah, it started with, you could only have like 2 pictures, and then it became like 8, and then 16, and then 32.
And I remember there was like a limit to the number of megabytes that a picture could have, and it was really low, yeah. Like 1-point-something megabytes.
Yeah.
But we were all taking stupid selfies with our bathroom selfies with our flip phones.
Yep.
So those.
Do you remember the MySpace movie?
Now that you mentioned it, I kind of remember that there was a MySpace movie.
Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, MySpace at the time was really sophisticated. I mean, it was integrated with music, groups, and then Facebook came along, and Facebook was, at the time, it was, people were saying, oh, I prefer MySpace, I prefer Facebook, but then it was only Facebook.
Oh, yeah, Facebook absolutely steamrolled MySpace, like, just absolutely obliterated.
Yeah. And then at some point people were like, oh, I miss MySpace. But it was too late. It was gone. It didn't even exist anymore. Tom.
Well, it still exists, but Tom sold it for like $500 million.
Yeah, Tom sold MySpace for like $500 million, yeah. Which was, I think he made the right decision.
Absolutely. Like, and now he travels the world and just takes really cool photography, and he'll never run out of money ever.
Is more than he could spend in his entire lifetime. Good for him. Yeah. Good for him.
Good for him, dude.
Good for him. He had a great idea. It paved the way. He changed the world. MySpace changed the world. It paved the way for Facebook.
As opposed to like Cuck Fuckerberg, who like everyone hates now. Like everyone thinks he's a Bond villain level of
chicken
evil.
Fucker.
Yeah. Man, you know what? I know it's a really basic observation, but I'm really waiting for something to overtake Facebook.
Me too.
Once and for all.
You know, I completely agree. I think whatever's going to come next is going to be really good. It's like when you end a relationship and you're like, oh, but you know, I've learned these life lessons. My next relationship's going to be even better.
Mm-hmm. It feels like nothing has really challenged it other than maybe Google Plus.
Yeah, for like a day. But the problem with Google Plus is nobody was on it. Like none of your friends were on it. So it's like people would use it. So if you were really popular, you would get like 30 friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
They have like Instagram, Snapchat, all that bullshit now. But it's like fragmented. It's not replacing. Well, for some people it is, but it's not like intended to be the next Facebook.
No, it's like Twitter replaces the status updates. Instagram is the pictures. But maybe Facebook needs to be decentralized.
Yeah. Also, they added Facebook dating the other day. Did you see that?
Oh, I love Facebook dating.
Really?
I have been having so much luck with Facebook dating. Yes.
Is that actually true at all?
Yes. I'm a big fan. Oh. The date I was going to go on tonight was from Facebook dating.
Oh.
I love it.
I feel I don't trust Facebook with my dating profile, though.
It is so, so good.
Why? How? Like, what?
Because everybody's on it. Like, cute girls are on it. It's the latest thing. It's the hot thing right now. Like, I don't think there's a limit to the number of swipes you can make. At least I haven't hit it. I mean, I do have a wife. My sweet wife. Remember Sabrina?
Who?
Remember Sabrina? The girl that I went on, like, a handful of dates with, and we were calling each other our husband and wife.
That was super cringy.
It was just a joke, but anyway, no, it's really good. I mean, the layout is so simple. It divides it into people. You can either swipe on people, or you can see the people who've swiped on you. I mean,
it divides them into the pretties and the uggos, or what are you saying?
No, it divides the whole layout. The whole interface is just two screens. One of the screens is swiping. The other screen is just your conversations.
Oh, so you can be chatting and also swiping while you're chatting.
Well, it's the next tab. It's a different tab. I'm basically describing most dating apps, but a lot of dating apps are really sophisticated. I haven't actually gone on any dates from it. I've just had matches, and I have stuff.
Well, then why are you like singing its praises? This is the best thing I've ever done my entire life.
Because I've been getting a lot of matches with cute girls. That's why. And I'm assuming
So it's like finally giving you some success.
Yeah. Well, okay. it's like fun girls. Like fun, like they're not clingy. They're not cringy. They're not like lame. They're not annoying. Some of them are, but
okay.
I don't know. It's showing promise. I'm preemptive. Maybe I'm premature in my analysis.
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one.
All right, I disconnected him. I didn't want to hear that shit.
Anyway,
you can't just feed a chicken a chicken.
Oh no! Somebody posted a GIF of chickens eating chicken nuggets.
Oh, wasn't no. that a joke on the Social Network?
Yeah.
Or Andrew Garfield's character feeds a chicken nugget.
Yeah, or chicken sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's awful.
It was a good movie. Oh, dude, you know what's weird? That movie is 9 years old.
Really?
Yeah, The Social Network came out in 2010.
What? When Facebook was only 4?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, it's true.
Oh, my God.
Look it up.
Hey, Siri, when did The Social Network come out?
It blows my mind that it's been almost a decade since then.
When did The Social Network
come out? Like,
wow. It came... Hold on. It gave me the results for timeline of social media.
Oh. By the way, Joe?
Yeah.
I have a question.
What's that?
What's your favorite meme from the show?
Oh, from the show?
Yeah.
Let's see. It'd be easier if I had like a list to sort through. So let me go to our Wikia. Let me go to our Wikia page.
Okay. I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
My favorite is like when someone figures out that we have Call Me Carson in the server, and they're like,
what? You have Call Me Carson in the server?
And their mind has just been torn in two by this fact. Like, just absolutely losing their shit, just pooping their pants, and just overall like, my dear Lord, that is Call Me Carson. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I like the luggage question a
lot. You just like that because you get to whack off.
I don't do that on set.
No, you wait until afterwards to masturbate to the luggage.
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. I don't doodle my noodle to the bags.
Another one of my favorites is like the ever-going thing where someone keeps joining the server super late for the senior payload episode.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah, like we recorded with him way back in June, and we're still to this day getting people joining the server saying, when's Senior Palo?
Like 100 days later.
And I'm just like, I'm amazed that they found the link still, because the tweets about it were a while back, and the YouTube community post was like a decade ago.
I like our Irish listeners.
Yeah. Too bad our guest tonight was from Ireland. He kind of ruined it. No. We had Dave Micklefatrick on. He was Irish. Yep. He was a good guest. He was a great guest.
Yeah, that was weird. Like way back at the beginning of the show, we actually did have a very large disproportionate amount of Irish listeners.
Well, don't say it like that. That sounds like you're mad that they were there.
No. Let me rephrase. We had more Irish listeners and from the UK in general than we had expected. But I mean, there was an explanation for it. It's because we did marketing, and we would target those areas just because there were a large amount of people there. And yeah,
Dublin fucking loves us, dude.
Dublin and London. Yeah, we go to, Lars and I fly to Dublin for our tour. And when we go to the airport, and there's paparazzi, and they've paid for a limo for us to have. They say, stay with us, marry my sister.
In all seriousness, though, we've actually thought about, like, if we ever do a fan meetup, that Ireland would be one of the places we would specifically do it at.
Yeah, we would ask Dave Micklefatrick to host us in his home. I'm just kidding.
The thing is, he's so nice, he probably would. Like, he'd probably be like, Jadish boys, yeah, you can come.
Yeah.
What was that?
That's what he would say.
Yargnum?
Yeah.
Someone in the chat is asking if we should post this podcast on Spotify. We do.
Well, I don't think we should. I like the idea of posting it only on audioboom.com so that everyone has to go to this obscure website that no one knows.
No, no. Joe, this is where you're mistaken. No, no. You can access it anywhere.
Now, here now.
Yes?
Actually, you'd be mistaken to say that you could only access it from audioboom.com.
Why are you talking like you have like a weird head?
Actually, you can also access.
All right, he's disconnected yet again. All right, if you keep doing this, I'm going to kick you from the server.
All right.
The chat says, "Stop talking like Linkara."
Linkara.
If you know who that is, that'll be really funny.
I always talk like this. All right. Well, the truth is, Lars. And you'll feel foolish looking back on this, but you can actually access us from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, really everywhere, including iHeartRadio. And the truth of the matter is that as time goes by, you're only going to enjoy our show more. And if you have been listening in and you enjoy our show, be sure to give us a 5-star review.
Yeah, if you're on Apple Podcasts, that actually does help.
Yeah.
It doesn't help as much as listening, but it does help a little bit.
It helps. Okay. Whoa,
Joe.
It helps.
Joe. Whoa. Joe. Look on new members. Destiny has joined the server.
Destiny has joined the server. Everywhere you go.
Okay, kicked. Kicking Joe.
No.
All right, he's gone. Okay. Someone just asked, what is this 10-year parallel episode? Oh my God. It's almost October. It's almost October, and someone just asked when the Senior Palo episode is. Oh my God. Wow. Wow.
All right.
That's history in the making.
All right. That's fine.
All right, Joe.
When is the only Lay episode coming out? It's been 2 months. No, it hasn't.
It's been like two weeks. Dude. Chill.
Yeah.
All right.
Magnificent person.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do our dramatic readings / shout outs.
All right. Let's do that now.
For $10 a month on Patreon, you can have us shout something out on air or have us do a dramatic reading.
One or the other, but not both, unless you wait till the next month.
Retro Nemo has asked for us to shout out the following. This is a Discord chat between Retro Nemo and Techvania. Retro Nemo says,
how would you like them to describe your channel in the shout out?
A haven for the hottest hentai. Or just a gaming history and essay channel, whichever will get more attention.
Guys, I have never watched Techvania. I don't know anything about his content, but his channel rocks. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and check out Techvania on YouTube. Go ahead and just search for it. It's the first result.
It's and a follow haven Techvania for the hottest on Twitter. Hentai.
Shut the fuck up.
Or a gaming history and essay
Shut
channel.
Up, Joe. And follow Techvania on Twitter at Techvania. That's TechVania. N-I-A. Thank you, Retro Nemo.
Thank you, Retro Nemo. Ba-ba-da.
All right, so for Literary Golden's shout-out, let's go ahead and alternate sentences.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Suppose that you were sitting down at this table.
The napkins are right in front of you. Which napkin would you take?
The one on your left?
Or on your right?
The one on your left side?
Or the one on your right side.
Usually you would take the one on your left side.
That is correct, too.
But in a larger sense on society, that is wrong.
Perhaps I could even substitute society with the universe.
The correct answer is that it is determined by the one who takes his or her napkin first. Yes?
If the first one takes the napkin to their right, then there's no chance but for the others to also take the quote-unquote right napkin.
The same goes for the left.
Everyone else will take the napkin to their left because they have no other option.
This is society. Who are the ones that determine the price of the land first?
There must have been something who determined the value of money first.
The size of the rails on a train track?
The magnitude of electricity?
Laws and regulations.
Who was the first to determine these things?
Did we all do it? Because this is a republic?
Or was it arbitrary?
No!
The one who took the napkin first determined all of these things.
The rules of this world are determined by that same principle of right or left.
In a society like this table, a state of equilibrium, once one makes the first move, everyone must follow.
In every era, this world has been operating by this napkin principle.
And the one who takes the napkin first must be someone who is respected by all.
It's not that anyone can fulfill this role. Those that are despotic or unworthy will be scorned.
And those are the losers.
Those that are despotic or unworthy will be scorned. And those are the losers. In the case of this table, the eldest or the master of the party will take the napkin first, because everyone respects those individuals.
Is this too long? Oh, wait, no, that's just him asking if this was too long of a submission.
I like that.
Thank you, Literally Golden. I don't know what this was in a reference to at all, but I had a lot of fun with it.
I like cheese.
Joke, compliment our patron.
Thank you for the wonderful submission. I enjoyed that a lot. It reminded me of going around the Passover Seder, taking turns reading out of the Seder booklet.
The chat is asking what our opinion is on boars. Have we ever actually given this on air?
I enjoy boars. I do. I enjoy boars. What about you, Lars?
I have zero opinion on boars. This is solely a meme thing from the show.
I like boars.
You muted yourself?
No, Ken must have done it. It wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
So did you have anything else to talk about?
Yeah, lots.
Oh.
Have you ever played Metroid Prime?
Yes.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it. I didn't play it very long, but...
Oh, okay.
I liked it. It's a fun game. The controls are very smooth and graceful, and the weaponry, you could say it's a sophisticated weaponry system.
You haven't played this game.
No, I have. You could drop those little bombs. You could jump up and curl and also roll around like Sonic. I played
it. You just Googled this information. You haven't played it at all.
No, I didn't Google this information.
What button do you have to press to jump?
You're talking about a game that I haven't played in 15 years.
What button do you have to press to jump?
A? I don't know.
No! Fake fan confirmed. You have to press B.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, thank you to the guest who we had to cut.
Yeah. Sorry, name. Sorry, guest.
All right. Let's close the show.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in, everybody. My name's Joe. I've been the co-host today. And with me, as always, Lars is here, the trusty compadron, the...
Compadron?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a word.
Our trusty friend of the show.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've noticed that there's a certain way in which the English language is very, I don't know how to put it, but like lazy, where it's like, how do we describe someone who is... you can trust
a friend,
trusty. like that's so lazy.
Pretty funny.
Yeah,
trusty. How do you
all right
call, what do you call somebody who can be your friend? Friendly.
That's so lazy. Yeah,
that's true.
Like, anyway, but yeah, let's go ahead and close it out. Guys, if you've been tuning in for a while and you wanted to get some cool benefits on the Discord, as well as possible shoutouts for $10 patrons, you can go to patreon.com/T1podcast.
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
$2 patrons get early release access, bonus episodes of the show that no one else gets to listen to in the entire world.
That's right.
And $10 patrons get a dramatic reading or an on-air shout-out. It's up to you. And more. Patreon.com/T1podcast helps the show succeed. But Joe, if people wanted to wear the show, how could they do that?
Merch.T1podcast.com. If you go to merch.T1podcast.com, you see all of our offerings in our online store.
That was the limpest thing I've ever heard.
Merch.T1podcast.com to see all of our online offerings, such as phone cases. You can wear us on your t-shirt. You can drink us out of a coffee mug, as well as carry us around on a little bag.
Also, thank you to the people who are boosting the server with Nitro Boost. You can do that at discord.t1podcast.com. It helps us get a lot of cool benefits on the server, and it makes it more fun for you.
Thank you, Nick.
And including something as simple as our animated server icon, which fades in and out.
In and out.
It's just a nice little touch.
In and out.
In and out like a fast food restaurant. Did you just fart?
No, it was somebody blowing their nose in the other room.
Oh, okay. So I'm sitting there late at night reading my encyclopedias because I want to keep up with the latest knowledge, and I'm about to tuck in my wife and edit the show, and this vociferous beast of a man starts frantically pinging me over and over, Lars! Lars! And he somehow got my number, my home phone number, not even my cell phone, and he says, Lars! My name is Ken, short for Kenneth, probably. And I'm your biggest fan, and I moderate for the Discord, and I pay you guys every month as a patron. You don't even pay me for moderating, I pay you, because I just love the show, and I want to marry Joe, and I went ahead and created this parody of the show, and you have to listen to it now. And I take a moment to process this, you know, I have to put down my encyclopedias and I say, Ken, can we just... It's 11 at night on a Wednesday and you're screaming at me that I have to watch this. I can hear frothing in your voice. Can it wait until the morning? And he says, no! This can't wait! I've told you 100 times! You have to listen to it now! And I calmly ask him, you know, is this... Okay, is this going to take a couple minutes of my time? And he yells... No, this is a 7-minute production. I don't care that you have important adult things to do and a wife who's waiting for a kiss goodnight. And also, once again, I'm going to propose to Joe in July. And also, I have myself as a co-host, which is probably evidence of schizophrenia. And he's just begging and begging, and everyone on the server is just laughing at him. And he pees his pants, and I'm sitting there thinking that I guess if I'm going to be a content creator, I should interact with the fans. So I tell everyone, hey, stop it, guys. You made him piss himself. All of you should be ashamed. And then I hear Ken blowing up my phone even more, and I answer, and he says, Lars, I've soaked my shorts in pee. I'm so ashamed. You have to listen to my program. And I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place because I'm supposed to be doing very important things as a top-tier podcaster, but this bedwetting man will never stop pinging me. So I sit down and I listen to it.
You know, that's actually a pretty hard decision, but if I did have to choose, I'd probably go with the grapefruit with nails and the masturbation.
Yeah. 1978.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of The Second Podcast. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, me. How you doing?
Hi.
Okay, that's good. And I'm joined by our guest tonight, Richard Nixon Obama Jr. How are you doing? Okay, that's fine. I actually really don't care. So I'm going to let them take a backseat for a second while I explain what this podcast actually is. This is The Second Podcast, an original podcast idea, which has the haha funny at the start and then my intro, which isn't a ripoff of the first podcast's format at all. Basically, this is the most original podcast. I'm making original content, and you can't sue me for it, Lars and Joe. Who are they? Don't worry about it. The legal lawsuit won't take place for probably a while until they catch on. I'm making new episodes. But anyway, it's fine. It's fine. So, co-host me.
Yeah.
I was thinking we should talk about...
Okay.
Circumcisions in America.
Ooh, that's a really, really great topic.
That's good. Yeah, I agree. It is a great topic.
Yeah.
So basically, circumcisions, they really, really suck. Like we all hate circumcisions.
Yeah,
like,
I really hate them.
I really hate them because when I was a baby, I didn't get asked to, you know, get them, right?
Yeah.
Did you ask to get one as a baby?
No, I didn't get asked.
Exactly.
To get one.
That's what I thought. Richard Nixon, Obama Jr. What do you think of the circumcision crisis in America going on today? Okay, that's great. So the amount they cut off is pretty horrifying to say the least.
Oh yeah.
I've seen kids dug in the bin of the foreskin and make scars out of it. Actually, I said that in my class today in a freshman year and the teacher looked at me and was wondering what the hell was wrong with us.
Right.
So besides that, I think another issue we should talk about that's coming up in America nowadays is how Florida shouldn't exist.
Wait, no. That's
I know it sounds
one.
Crazy.
No, that,
but Florida,
hey, that's
does,
yeah, that's the wrong one.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, the script. I'm reading the wrong script here. Sorry. I was supposed to talk about what is this? Hey, you're supposed to write about Florida, right? No. Oh, I was supposed to talk about that? What? Oh, okay. Sorry. Butterfinger ice cream by Nestle is really fucking shit. Like, it does not taste that good at all. They need to make it better, more crunchy, more just good. You know? The Crunch ice cream is better, and Crunch sucks. Nestle, you fuck up on your ice cream department. You need to make a better ice cream. Do you agree with me, co-host Ken?
Yeah, 100%. I hate it.
Okay, great. Yeah, I agree. See?
It's like, it tastes so bad. It's just...
Exactly. Like, you said you also tried it, so like... We both don't like it. That obviously means it's bad.
Yeah, it
really
sucks.
I mean, the vanilla
sucks.
Ice cream part of it's okay, but, like, all the little bits and pieces of chocolate, they don't match up.
They're
not up to standard, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're not good.
You know, while I agree with you, though, I actually want to talk about something else. I want to talk about Cheez-Its, actually.
You want to talk about Cheez-Its?
Yeah.
Like, what is there to talk about with Cheez-Its, though? Because, like, Cheez-Its aren't really...
You can talk about
I
a lot.
I don't know. They're all right. I prefer Goldfish and or even... Or anything healthy. I prefer a salad, honestly. I really like salads and healthy foods.
You're fat.
I do this thing. I've been drinking this seltzer water with alcohol in it.
You know, you're under...
I forgot what it's called, but it's sold out in America all
Shut
over.
Up.
And apparently it's been very, very popular. But I don't really care about it, honestly. So let's move on to a
You just
topic.
Contradicted yourself with that point.
How about... let's talk to our guest. Richard Nixon Obama Jr. Where were you actually... where are you from? How did you rise to success?
Yeah. Wow. Wait, really?
Really?
That's...
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. That's really incredible.
Wow. That's really impressive, actually. I cannot believe you overcame that. You know, I was eating today, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm tired of having a dick.
What?
You know, dicks are just... They're so useless.
No, not really.
You know, you piss with them. You jerk off with them. You cry with them, because... You get blue balls.
Yeah, but they can be useful.
So I'm thinking we should start a campaign.
No.
Co-host Ken, what do you think about the Cut the Dick Off campaign?
You're going to call it Cut the Dick Off campaign?
Yeah, the Cut the Dick Off campaign. That's what actually
but
I'm
that's such,
call it.
Like, that's such a dumb idea, though. Why would you want...
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it. Because, like, you can use dicks for so many other things. Like, you can use it for, like, sex. And sex is great.
I mean, yeah, your point. Yeah, that's a good point. But, like, after a while, you kind of just lose the charm of... having sex and stuff. It's
not really. At least I don't. I don't know if you're a virgin or something.
Not really that great after a while. You know, you get over it after.
I mean,
some time.
That depends on the woman.
So I think that's going to conclude our first episode of the second podcast. I hope you tune in next week when I pump out about 2 to 3 more episodes of me and the co-host talking to Richard Nixon Obama Jr.'s friend, Richard George Bush Nixon Obama.
You're reading off the wrong strip again. Two. Oh my God.
All right. Thanks for listening. We're gonna end off here. You can visit the Patreon, by the way, for the show.
We don't have a Patreon.
At patreon.com/thesecondpodcast. Yeah. T2Podcast. Patreon.com/T2Podcast. And we're a Mint Mobile affiliate, so you can actually go to mintmobile.t2podcast.com to get a whole new mobile phone plan that is ridiculously cheap and it affords so much better than whatever your phone service provider is doing now. I actually am a loyal customer of it, so I do use it often, and I definitely recommend it to other people listening right now. And, oh, yeah, also, nord.t2podcast.com for a discount on a VPN, because, let's be honest, you want your security to be protected everywhere. Get it protected at t2podcast.com/nordvpn. Okay, so, co-host Ken, can you say the last sponsor before we get off air?
Well, it's not a sponsor, but we're going to endorse this show. Even though we're more popular, this is one show, this little one called The First Podcast. It's with these two guys named Lars and Joe, and they interview guests. And, you know, they're actually pretty cool. I'd recommend checking them out at t1podcast.com, buying their merch at merch.t1podcast.com, and you can find the rest from there. But, yeah, that should do it all for now. Thank you for listening to the second podcast, the first episode of the second podcast, and have a good one. We'll see you later.
And how dare he create something that's actually really funny, just solid, absurdist comedy, not even really making fun of the show, just his own unique twist on the format. And I tell him I laughed, and he starts shrieking, just absolutely shrieking, "Thank you, Lars, thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, please give me detailed feedback. I'm coming over so we can go over it sentence by sentence. I need your address and $100 for bus fare." And I tell him, "Ken, this is madness. You have school in the morning." And he says, "No, I'm getting a divorce from school. I learn everything I need to learn from the show. Plus, Joe will provide for me. Also, I checked and the bus is actually $500. And I'm like, "Can we not just talk about it on Discord?" And at this point, he's peed his pants again. The server is in an uproar with messages taunting him. And I'm sitting here thinking, I just want to read my encyclopedias. But thanks, Ken, for the...